often lately has been the situation revolving around Andrew sort of thing. Are you guys looking forward to having a resolution to that as well, whatever it may be?
Well, I think a little bit. You know, I think we're all humans at the end of the day. We care a lot about Laddie. It's kind of been a long year, I think, personally for him. So, however it works out, I think, to have an idea of what's going to happen for him, you know, I think that'll go a long way for him personally.
You've been a long-time teammate, line mate. Long time. He's been your captain for a long time. Friend, I presume, of what he's had last few days like, knowing it might be maybe his last days for you.
Well, yeah, it's crazy to think that we got to this point. You know, I never would have imagined a million years we'd be sitting here, but, you know, I'll never have enough to say about what he's meant to us in here. You know, he's been he's dealt with a lot of things that I think a lot of guys don't really know about, being the captain, and he's handled everything, even going into this year, with a tremendous amount of class and a tremendous amount of professionalism. He's always been one of our hardest working guys, and you know, he's been a close friend to me. And his wife and my wife and our kids and the whole thing. So it goes deeper than just on the ice. You know, he's a huge fixture in our room in a lot of ways. And, you know, I'm still holding out hope.
Do players make overtures to the manager group, or is that not your place?
No, yeah, I mean, that's a little bit above our pay grade, I think. You know, certainly I think everyone knows the way we feel about Laddie. You just kind of leave it at that.
You think he's underappreciated in this town?
Like I said, I don't think you realize what all goes into the job he's had, and just the amount of professionalism he's handled everything throughout the 5 years here. I mean, you know, it's a small community. People care a lot about the hockey team here, and we've had probably more downs than we've had ups. So putting all that into perspective, he's had to be the one to stand in front of the microphones more often than not, and you just can't say enough about what he's done and the job he's done in the room, on the ice, in the community. He's been first class all the way.
Hard to imagine this team without
him. Yeah, like I said, I'm one of those people that I'm the endless optimist. I'm gonna hold out hope right until the last day.
In terms of the Stars tonight, you've seen them three times this year. They've all been pretty close. What have you seen as the difference overall? Maybe
yeah, they found a way to score the big goal in the third period. It seems like, you know, we've played them tough, had some good battles. It's just been, you know, one mistake by us that they've capitalized on here or there. They've pulled away from us. So, you know, I don't think we're far off.
In terms of line rushes today, it looks like Mark Scheifele is back in the middle, with Little potentially not being in tonight. So what kind of things do you hope that line can bring against Dallas tonight?
I hope we just, you know, skate. You know, Shifes is a really dangerous player, especially when he's moving his feet. So, you know, hopefully he gets those legs moving tonight. He can drive our line. You know, if Nikki and I are trying to keep up to Shifes, we're going to have a good night.